RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shout out to the legendary Rick Doc Walker joining us in person. Hopefully they got you live on Monumental Sports Network, the YouTube chat, and right here on 106.7 The Fan. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Hey, Merry man, Christmas, good, man. Get to rub shoulders with Zabe. I couldn't turn this down. I had to come in and do it.
Big day. Big day.
Weather's turned south out there.
Yeah, I came in. There's some pellets things hitting, so I'm going to have to do an exit stage left.
You know, Coach Gibbs would call that Redskin weather.
Yeah. If we were playing a game, you would. Yeah. Not practice.
Yeah. Well, nasty.
Speaking of the game, what'd you think of yesterday?
I'm surprised. Pleasantly surprised. I didn't think they'd win the game. I hoped they would. But they were far more competitive at areas than I expected. And in other areas, they're just not good enough.
I was impressed at the guts they showed 21-3 to fight back.
Yep.
But the performance that leads to 21-3, to your point, they're just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
And Dallas, offensively, is excellent, even when they're probably given a 75% effort. Dak was not locked in yesterday, and he still went for 300 and whatever.
He was pressured, though. Was he not locked in? He was unexpectedly pressured. That surprised me. They got after him a bit. But then how do you let a guy run by you who's the fastest man in the world, and you already know that? You got scouting reports. It's Bob Hayes.
Yeah.
If he comes out, I'm running back. I'm turning and running to the end zone.
He's beaten you before. Interpret.
It's just the things like that are irritating. For all the things that went well with the great efforts, I started thinking some of the stuff is common sense. How can I have you on the field if I have to explain that to you? To me, you're the wrong guy.
We did see some good performances from some young players. What'd you think of Bill yesterday?
You know he's in him. I'll say that the opponent is above average. So it's all credible. You got to see people and you go, well, what took that so long? It's my first response.
Yeah.
Were you holding back? But again, it's Dallas. And that wasn't doomsday. So that was payday. And he did well. But I knew he could run. I want to know, can he hold on to the ball and still be effective and dynamic? And he was. And then I'm a Rodriguez guy.
Oh, yeah.
So I was only wondering, what if? What might that have been? I thought the running game was fine.
C-Rod must have been sick as a dog.
Had to be.
Hate that for him.
How do you even assess a game like this, Doc? Is it just best to pretend it's warm and humid out and it's August and that this is an August game?
Yeah.
And only look at individual performances?
Well, because I can't imagine the collective being the same next year.
No.
So
better not be.
Well, I'm just saying. So realistically, I'm looking for individuals who show me they have something in them that maybe I didn't realize. I want to be at fault. I want people to say, why didn't you play him? That's on me. Because if they could do what they did yesterday in some sense, I go, well, where's that been? Was that my fault for preventing you to let this animal come out in you? Or was it you?
Well, the number one guy for that is Johnny Newton. What did you see in Johnny Newton? Because your boy Linnell didn't see much. He saw 6 second sacks, which are more indicative of coverage sacks or just brain fart sacks by Dak. And then other guys like Grant say, no, this is a breakout game for him.
Well, yeah, I mean, both guys might be right. But whatever it is, why was that the first time we've seen it? We've had circumstance that have measured just like that.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it's not like he went up against somebody in the UFL. I mean, their line is stout. Their line is right. As good as our line, right. Any line. So they protect a guy making $60 million a year.
Yeah. He wants to play next week too, Dak.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I'm just saying. Sure, he says he wants to, but is it smart to play him? Would you play him? Also, I got to get Doc on record here, JP, as to what makes sense to play at quarterback for the Commanders this week or next.
Well, I don't think JD5 is healthy.
Okay. Well, yeah, we know that, but just who would you play
amongst?
There's
no way you're going back to Jaden at this point.
Right. So, but do you play Johnson again, knowing exactly what you got in him?
Based on what he showed you, I'd like to see him do it again.
Okay. So but sort of a he earned the right to start
again. Yeah, I think
so.
If you get a guy, if he's not prepared, he's your third guy. To me, that's your fault. You've had him there the whole time. You know, I remember how Joe used to have Jerry Rome, one coach, with our backups for 3 straight hours. They worked every day on that. That should be the norm. You never heard them say, well, Trent Green, well, he's not. He didn't know. They all had reps. They all worked because he's assigned a person to them, and they did it for 2 or 3 hours every stinking day.
Who do they get reps with, the second team?
They got reps with Jerry Rome. They worked on fundamentals.
Oh, individual reps.
Individual reps.
Not yeah. seven on
they
seven.
They had a professor in a room with them for 3 hours every day. And two of those guys ended up being All-Pro, one won a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
But yet no one decides to kick the tire and go, well, maybe there's another way to develop. So let them do it their way by not playing them. Sam, well, we don't even know what they're capable of doing. I don't know if they know what they're capable of doing. But the starter showed you something yesterday, showed you that he's might be a bargain based on what you're paying other people.
Got Rick Doc Walker sitting with us here. We're very excited to have Doc in the building. Senate. Mm-hmm. Talented. When he gets the ball in his hands, he can go. He can break tackles. He's athletic.
He's shown that.
Got the 3 catches yesterday. Yep. 2 of them came late in no huddle drive down 10.
Well, still, he caught them.
Yeah. What do you think of Senate?
I loved him at K-State. I watched him a lot in college. I said, wow, this guy's got a lot of promise. Question is, what do they think? What is he doing in practice that has put him on the back burner? Now, when Ertz is there, obviously respect goes. But he can do things Ertz can't do. So the object of the game is utilize all your talent. There should have been a package. Should have been something. But then again, it's Kingsbury's deal. He's running everything. So whatever the king wants, he gets.
Thing about tight ends, too, and I don't need to tell you this because you played it, is that there is more, it seems to me, Doc, more tight ends pop as later round guys, as absolute game wreckers, than perhaps any other position. And I'm not sure why that is.
Draft capital in, because even though you're asked to do 2 things as opposed to one.
Right.
It's a risk on draft capital because there's so many people that cannot block at the line of scrimmage.
Right. Well, guys like Kittle, fifth-round pick.
Yeah, and he's a gem come true.
He's
a beast.
Exactly. Absolutely. Tucker Kraft was that guy for the Packers. They actually drafted him as the blocking tight end.
Meanwhile, Kyle Pitts is a first-rounder.
Yeah, right.
Can't block.
Yeah, because
one game.
Yeah, but that's because they draft an athlete. And then he didn't develop. And why would you?
What's wrong with drafting an athlete? Don't you want athletes?
Depends on what your offense is.
Oh, okay.
If you're not depending on the running game, Atlanta has backs.
Yeah.
They can chew you up on the ground.
Yeah.
But taking that one guy out of the blocking deal hurts. If he's in and effective because the receivers block, why we're good here is when Terry blocks. He didn't get credit for it, But he blocks.
Yeah, he does.
You don't get big runs without people on the perimeter. Art Monk blocked. Gary, yeah. They all block.
Yeah.
You have to be able to do that if you have a running game. But our running game is like hocus pocus. Now you see it, now you don't.
That's a good way of describing it, honestly. What do you think the biggest needs are? How do they fix this? 4-12 is broken. How do you fix it?
Well, your big four, you know, your quarterback, your left tackle, cornerback, and edge. So two of the four, they're batting zero at. So it doesn't
corner
matter.
And edge.
It doesn't matter how good the quarterback is or the left tackle. You can't go zero. They have no edge, and they can't cover a goal. So you know who's in your division receiver-wise. The Fab Five, I'm pleased with. The offensive line, I'm good. They underutilize them. That's on the king. It has nothing to do with the guys up front. You had big athletic people that love to block people, and you didn't unleash them. That's on you. So with his philosophy, I have no idea what the hell they're going to do. Probably get another receiver.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, man.
So you would go corner or edge?
No, I can't say who.
Until you see the board?
What. I need to see who's there.
Okay.
Yeah, who's like this? You know, there's a couple of kids everybody's screaming about. I need one of them to live up to it. Remember, nobody was screaming about Dexter Manley.
Yeah.
And look what happened. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you're drafted. It's who you are.
You know who can help
and
you?
And who can train you.
The guy Van Ginkle. I think he was a six-rounder.
Ball player.
Savage.
Yeah.
It's, you know, but look at his defensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah. Flores is tearing the league up.
Well, and Flores brought him to Minnesota after coaching him in Miami.
If Flores had been maintained in Miami, they would have a beast. He's perfect for the tropics because he don't give a damn about the sun or the weather. So he conforms you into being a beast because he's sick.
One of the other reasons they said they ran him out was he was being mean to Tua. Because he thought Tua was soft. Well,
no, he knew Tua was soft.
Right, right. But the rest of the media was not on with it because Tua had his best season ever.
Thank and they're
you like,
for Tua.
Why are you being so mean to this guy? And, you know, McDaniel comes in and he's the new school nerd genius.
For how much longer?
I'd flush that whole thing. He's out. You got to move on from Tua.
Then
hit the big plunger. Big plunger on that down there.
Yeah. You think they will?
Huh?
You think they will?
I don't know because they got one of the bottom five owners in the league in Ross. Easily.
We're happy to spend money, though. So it's
that,
not
that
a,
doesn't that doesn't
it's
help
issue
you.
Of firing
no,
people.
It isn't. It isn't, but it actually hurts you because you're spending it on the wrong guys. See the Jets with what they paid for Justin Fields. Justin Fields was a known QB2 at best. And they're like, I don't know, maybe we could shine him up.
Terrific runner, though. If you would, he's
a great
perfect
runner.
Two.
Right.
He's
a great
pace guy.
Yes.
Can come in and disrupt a defense. Because you didn't prepare for him all week. And he's the best runner I've seen. I mean, the kid in Baltimore is elusive. This dude's powerful and can make you miss.
Yeah.
When he was Chicago, I was going, wow. Starter?
He's just
but
not a passer.
Having a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a weapon.
Doc, who's the best team in football right now?
My gut's the first thing that comes to my mouth is Rams. I think the first thing you say is usually about it. We really believe that from what I've seen, young athletic freaks on defense can cover and run, got a quarterback, got receivers, and they'll run it. And they've got the coach. I feel about them and the Chargers are probably the most powerful West Coast entities I've seen since the old Silver and Black days.
Wow.
They got everybody.
More so than some of those Niners teams?
Well, the Niners always. They're like whatever you consider your go-to automobile for reliability, luxury, it's got everything.
Yeah.
And they always do.
Yeah.
But they still, it's not enough to win the big one enough. And so that's what makes this so interesting.
One thing I love about the Rams that you mentioned, because I don't know that this happens everywhere, but here everyone just obsesses with the first round pick.
That's normal.
That Rams D-line. That we
amazing.
All talk about.
Amazing.
The two top sack guys are third rounders.
Amazing.
Byron Young and Kobe Turner. Now, Verse is a first rounder. I think he was about the 20th overall pick. Mm-hmm. So everybody that wants to lose, so the pick is higher. Like there's good players all over.
Yeah.
I think Verse was maybe
he's nasty.
I think he was 19th. Mm-hmm. The kid Fisk, he was a second rounder, 6'5", three Bills. Like You got to build rosters. It's not all about having the fourth or the sixth pick.
Darryl Grant, 12th. It matters what the guy has inside of him. Do you have anybody on your staff that can unlock it?
Can you talk about the Lions for a second? They had, I think, 6 turnovers yesterday. They hadn't had 6 turnovers all year as a team. They were 4th in yards per game, 6th in points per game this year. And they just, to me, looked like they emotionally couldn't accept the fact they lost that game last week. They let one loss turn into 2 losses. The fact they lost to a guy who threw for 3 net yards passing is an all-time embarrassment.
When your head guy is that emotional, for ding. All that he's good at.
Hit the ding button there, you JP.
Know. Is it? I've never hit a button. I'm not ready.
You're right. When your head coach is an empath, which is what Campbell is, and it's very endearing. I love to see it. The fiery locker room speeches, the tearful speeches as well.
It's the best.
You're saying that your team is going to vibrate to the same rhythms as he does.
He can't be the guy pushing the button.
Right.
He's got to be the guy that, behind the guy to push the button. So I don't know who tranquilizes him. You know, everybody in charge has got to respect somebody. So if they go off the deep end, there's only one guy on that staff, their buddy, because they're all their buddies.
Well, I think also this year he misses the lieutenants who went and got head coaching jobs.
Lennon
Johnson. Because those guys, I think, knew how to mitigate his emotional swings.
Exactly. Sure.
And they were able to get to the players to go, okay, look, last week sucked. We had it won 3 times.
Right.
And penalties took it away from us. We're still alive.
And he respected them.
We're still alive. Let's beat the piss out of these Vikings. Yeah. They stink.
Yeah, he wouldn't trump them. And the offensive coordinator, who's now in Chicago, shows you that in the end, the guy I always like is the guy that nobody wants to take him to the dinner party. I don't want the Toastmaster. I want the guy that nobody wants to go with.
Right.
Because he's the guy that's 24/7, it's all football.
Yeah.
And he knows how to push buttons. The Walmart guy, the card greeter, whatever, it's rest for us. In the media, give me the guy with the sound bite. But if I were an ownership person, I want the guy nobody wants to talk to.
Yeah.
I want the jackass.
I love, this is many years back. I don't think we were on air. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how you never want a coach that plays golf.
No. If it comes down to it, you can say the guy with the golf bag in his trunk or the guy without. I'm saying the guy without.
What about a coach who would cut practice short to get an emergency 9?
Spurrier. No, it's nothing wrong. It's love golf. It's the addictive part.
Did I ever?
You know, it's the addiction.
I'm fully aware.
It's so strong.
It's one of my many addictions.
But
JP, you remember when Spurrier was cutting practice short to go get 9 holes in at Beacon Hill?
Not as a, as I wasn't working in the business then, but I remember. Yeah.
To channel my inner Ron Burgundy, not Ron Burgundy, but Talladega Nights.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. My inner Ricky Bobby. That was real. That happened. Spurrier cutting practices short to get 9 holes in at Beacon Hill, which, by the way, is resurrected again, for those who want to go check it out. 9 holes where he lived out there. Practices short. That actually happened. Documented.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't know if I ever told you this. When I used to do the weekly one-on-ones with Sean McVay, we had, having done this forever, like the time you get before and after the light is on, the camera's on, that's when you talk.
That's the best.
That's when you learn. I remember one of them walking back to the locker room with Sean. I was like, you ever play golf? He's like, nah, man, it's not for me. I was like, why? He's like, I'm just way too competitive. I don't have the time. I leave that for the other guys. And every time I think of your rant, I think of McVay.
I bet you he could remember every shot on every hole of every course he's ever played because he's freaking Rain Man.
I don't think he plays. Period.
No, I'm saying if he were to play, he'd be like that whole trick.
DQ doesn't golf either, for what it's worth.
The trick of him remembering every play and the situations to me is approaching the O's the mentalist level of.
Oh, he's crazy. Different. He's different.
Yes,
he's different. And Cool used to tell me great stories about him as a tight end coach. You can always tell. See, you can find identify talent, no matter what position it's at. That's what I love and what I miss about watching practice. If I can see the practice, I know who's on because they're buddies, and I know who's on who I wouldn't want my son being coached by.
Right.
And then I know the guy, no matter what his position, his level on the staff is handing out gold.
Yeah.
Because it's how he's talking to people, how he's getting results. They're very fundamentally, it's all hands and feet and eyes. And I can hear him talking about it. And the guys who don't know that don't do it. They're screaming and they're trying to impress their buddy who hired them.
That's where the good teams in the NFL, they get extracted talent.
Yeah.
In other words, they're not buying him on the free agent market. Mm-hmm. They're not even drafting him high. Mm-hmm. But they're extracting it out of the ground. And like, how did this guy become good? Who was the wideout that flipped to DB for the Commander slash?
Quentin Dunbar.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quentin Dunbar was a great example of, they made a serviceable DB out of this guy.
Dunny was something, man. We do have to break. You can just chill if you want to, but I know you might be driving home.
Yeah, I might just have to go exit stage left.
We may or may not have Doc with us as we return. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Steve Zabin joining us today. Everybody can follow Zabe at Zabe, C-Z-A-B-E. I was at the game yesterday, so I did not get to watch the Netflix broadcast. I can tell you one thing that bugged me about the Netflix broadcast, and this is extremely inside baseball, but the entrance to the stadium that all the media goes through, same as the players, it's kind of like the non-ticketed entrance, if you will. There's like a walkway down this little hill on Ring Road, the road that surrounds Northwest Stadium. And Netflix parked a trailer just on the sidewalk. And I said to the guy that I see every week, I'm like, where am I supposed to go? He's like, just kind of around it. So I had to like kind of shimmy between this trailer and the
Ugh.
Whatever. They made it a Christmas extravaganza. They obviously spent the money. Hopefully they see the ROI that's appropriate. What was the broadcast like? Because I saw some criticisms online as it was going.
Any Ian Eagle broadcast is okay with me.
Yeah, he's good. Who was color?
Nate Burleson and...
I like Burleson.
And Matt Ryan.
Okay.
They don't normally work together, so there was a little bit of chemistry issues there. I don't mind any of those three gentlemen. Neither Burleson nor Ryan do much for me overall, but Ian Eagle is so good. I'll watch that. The actual physical delivery of the video, if you had sufficient bandwidth, was spectacular. I was at my brother's house, and he has a new Samsung 95S 4K OLED display.
Well, you're a tech guy, so I imagine your brother is too.
Not typically, but now I've got, you know, TV FOMO. I've got TV jealousy because my brother has the best panel I've ever laid eyes on. That the 4K that Netflix delivered in with his robust Fios fiber bandwidth was so good. I was like, oh my God.
How long until you acquire that television?
I don't have the bandwidth to drive true 4K.
What is
not,
that?
Not on Starlink, what not is, way out oh, in the hinterland Starlink. Where I'm at. Okay. I'm on Starlink, which is good. It's just not fiber good. It's not cable TV good. And I don't have either one of those. Also, it's not cheap. It was, I think it's a $2,000-plus TV for 65 inches, which, you know, you get a 65-inch standard 4K TV that's not OLED. You could probably get that for $699, right. $799.
I remember the first time I really watched high-def TV.
Yeah.
It was the Masters where Tiger chipped in on 16, yeah. And the ball hung on the lip and then fell in.
Yeah.
That was the first time I watched HD, and then to watch that moment in HD was...
Yeah.
Shockingly awesome. Was this similar to that or just good?
No, it's the best I've ever seen.
Wow.
It was truly amazing. Now, a lot of it comes down to how does the director choose to frame and shoot the actual game? One thing I noticed when they did the next-gen broadcast on Monday Night Football for the Colts game is that the next-gen broadcast had a wider angle to let the nerds, you know, Orlovsky and company, break down all the plays. And so I like that wider angle because you got about a 30-yard chunk of field to see. So you saw the safeties creeping up or dropping back. You could see the routes developing. One thing that I realized was for every normal broadcast game, the quarterback usually for passes over 10 yards passes the ball, JP, off your television screen.
Right.
So it's literally off your screen for a moment, and then they pan, and there's a big surprise waiting of, is my guy open?
Right.
Or is he covered? Is it the good receiver or the one who drops everything?
Right.
Is the ball going to land in open space because my quarterback's a dummy? Surprise! You don't know because that's how they shoot games. But the overall picture, and with Ian Eagle, I had no problem with it. They did, unfortunately, jam in-game interviews, Manning cast style, with ex-players, including Clinton Portis.
Right.
And by the way, Clinton looks like he's doing great. I'm happy to see it. I knew him briefly when I did the show on Channel 4. Was the Redskin show every week.
Who was Helly?
No, it was Carol.
Okay.
And then it became, she's Sherry Burris.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sherry's lovely.
So wonderful Carol. People.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so Clinton, I'm glad he's doing well. And they popped him on.
Clinton should be the next head coach at Howard.
Okay, well, they popped Clinton on right as Bill broke the big run.
And right.
So that was kind of funny. That was kind of timely. But the rest of it is just very tedious because remember, you're, you know, television, you're hooking up remotely with somebody. There's always going to be a delay, a 1 or 2 yeah. second delay. Makes for awkward conversations. You only have a limited time to get the info in. But it's all part of the Netflix strategy of let's make it feel bigger than the game. Let's make it feel like a TV show. Netflix doesn't want to buy actual rights to leagues. They want events. They've said this. So they like buying Christmas games, two of them, and the budget for them. I mean, the people they hire, they got 9 people usually on these games.
It's crazy.
One way or the other. Did you see the halftime?
The sets they build out. I physically saw the sets they built.
How about the halftime show with Snoop in the middle game? Was spectacular.
I didn't see it.
With Lainey Wilson as well.
It was like a Super Bowl. Minnesota?
Yes, they were okay. In Minnesota, and it was a Super Bowl caliber halftime show. If it was the halftime show for the Super Bowl, you'd be like, that was a good halftime show.
Well,
because they spend the money for
right.
it.
Yeah, I mean,
clearly they went all out. I know some. I talked to my mom in the morning who lives out in California, and she's like, "The game's not on out here." I was like, "Mom, it's on Netflix." She's like, "Oh, I have that." We have a,
and then Amazon was the night game last night. And here's something about the Amazon.
I think broadcast. Amazon. I think that I just hate not being able to flip around channels, but I think they do a good job. I've watched, you know, the Thursday nights most of the season, so I think they do a good job.
Here's a weird thing that maybe it's only me. I don't know. One, Al Michaels needs to retire, so I don't care for the Al Michaels Herb Street booth for a variety of reasons. Don't want to get into it.
I love Al. He gets.
I know you do.
Announcer emeritus.
For I know. I think the post game show they do with Carissa Thompson and company is a lot of fun. And I usually find myself staying up and watching it to the end. Not only do I like the fact that they get to bring the players on the set for an extended chat and to get to know these players' personalities, which I believe they had the offensive lineman for the Broncos last night, Bowles, and he was funny. He was interesting. He was intense, but he was cool. And so you get to know him a bit better. And then they just do some dumb, silly stuff. Like they had Merry Waxmas last night, where they waxed the TNF letters into Fitzpatrick's hairy chest.
Jeez.
And they had him like pinned down. They had a camera on top. And it looked like he was in genuine pain. And I'm like, this guy broke his hip for us. You know, like, you're really telling me it hurts that much to have your chest hair waxed? And I guess the answer is yes, if you've got as much fur as Fitzpatrick does.
Well,
so I'm the only guy maybe watching that show till the end on Amazon, but it's not terrible.
So my dear friend Pete Haley works on that show.
Yes, he got a shout out, by the way, the other day.
So I have tried to support it and just watch it, and I enjoy it. I enjoy that broadcast. I think you and I may or may not see eye to eye on Monday Night Football. I think, and people say it's Olsen, and that's fine. I rarely get Sundays at home to watch.
Yes.
But I frequently, most of the time, am watching Monday Night Football at home. I think Aikman might be the best color guy out there. What I love about Troy, he suffers zero fools. And a lot of announcers will kind of take the party line with the league, and has gone. There was a switch at some point where he flipped it, and he is the most, this is nonsense, get this out of the game type of dude out there, I think.
Yeah,
I enjoy that.
He's done kissing ass. I think a lot of media critics and those who, you know, write about television and football have said Troy's really good. My beef with Troy was that he became formulaic, and he used the word job too much. He'd say good job, great job. Yeah. Heck of a job. He's actually dialed that back. We used to count the number of jobs. It would be the Aikman jobs report every Tuesday. How many times did he say jobs in one form or another? He's actually pushed back on that. So I think he's getting better. Buck is exquisite and elite, and I love Joe Buck. So it's a pretty good broadcast on Monday night.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, tomorrow night, you're going to get peacocked. You know that. The Bears, the Packers-Ravens game is a Peacock production. So the cost of Peacock has soared to $17.99 a month because they bought a lot of rights to leagues.
We work in media, and we understand all of it. I just hate not being able to switch channels around. I just want to be able to switch.
You don't want to dump out of a whole service to get into another service. I know. It's a frustration.
I put everything on my cable that I pay for.
Right.
And let me speak into the remote. It's so easy.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff's yelling at me. Quick break. Grant and Danny, Grant and Linnell today, I think, coming up at 2 o'clock. I got to tell you, let's run through fantasy football championship this weekend.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Jeff with an unexpected banger to close us out.
How about it?
All right, Zabe. Little personnel issue.
All right, let's go.
I'm in the fantasy championship this
weekend.
Hey
now. All right.
Now,
whose league?
My college buddies.
College buddy league. How many years going?
20?
In-person draft?
No.
Okay, so online draft.
Online draft.
Entry cost is?
Minimal. 150 bucks, I think.
But it's a pride thing.
Oh, yeah.
Does the league have a trophy?
No.
Okay. All right, but still, you want to win it. Have you won it before?
Yes. I won it last year.
Oh, repeat.
We got an option of back-to-back.
Oh, let's go.
And I had no business getting through the semifinals. So it's house money at this point.
Yeah.
Our deal friend Neil Greenberg was on the program earlier this week. I asked him 100 fantasy questions. He told me you got to play Debo. So here's my situation at the receiver position. I have Devontae Adams. They don't play till Monday night. He's dealing with the hammy. Seems likely he's not going to play, so I'm scrambling. What do I do? What do I do? I have Debo
on
my bench.
Are you committed to benching Devontae?
Not committed, but so this was the...
The problem is you got to run an injured player all the way into the dead end of Monday night.
I know. But here was my situation yesterday. So I had Bill.
Yep.
Bill was not a consideration, though, because I have Jalen Warren, Josh Jacobs, Woody Marks.
Okay.
Right? And Bill's in this weird timeshare nonsense.
Sure.
So when C-Rod's inactive, I know enough about that situation, Bill's going to get the chance.
Did you plug him in?
I play Bill. I put Bill in
yesterday.
Big hit. 26 points yesterday. That was a huge move.
That's awesome.
However, at that point, I have Pickens. Pickens is non-negotiable. He's playing, period.
Yeah.
So I'm already playing two guys in the first game of the entire weekend. I got Bill and I got Pickens. And now I got to make this decision on Debo, who Greenberg told me to play. And I was like, do I really want to have three dudes invested in a game at 1 o'clock on Christmas Day where neither team gives a rip about the outcome?
It shouldn't matter.
Okay. My next question then, if that didn't matter, here's my next question. Do I want to have two of my players in the fantasy championship game invested in Josh Johnson as their starting quarterback?
That's a more fair question. Because the sequencing of when guys play or if they're in the same game together really shouldn't matter.
Right. It's all fake.
It feels better to go, I want to have a couple cards in my back pocket. But if the cards are stinky cards, it's dumb to keep a 2 and a 6 off suit in your back pocket.
Agreed. So I did not play Debo.
Okay.
Now,
how many points did he end up with?
11.8 in our league.
That's a good contribution.
It certainly would have helped. I wish I played him. When he busted that first long play and knocked that dude's helmet off,
oh, yeah.
I wanted to scream in the press box. There's no screaming allowed in the press box. However, I wanted to scream in the press box.
Right.
The flip side, when Bill went 70 house call, I did not scream or make any emotion.
That's remarkable restraint, my friend. Because that is not easy to do.
David Aldridge, the Hall of Famer, said, I'm impressed by you not yelling. Because that, you know.
Did you emote?
I gave it this. I gave it the Tiger fist pump at Bill's 70-yard house
call. Was it the same as Costanza saying subdued jubilation when his wife died from licking the envelopes? Or no, restrained. Oh, I was like restrained jubilation, I believe, and getting out of that deal. Good for you. Okay, so what is your decision to be made now going into the weekend?
Here's where we're at. So I have 35.3 points with two players played. In Bill and George Pickens from yesterday. My opponent, the great Uri Ikin, my personal attorney. Uri had Jameson Williams last night as his flex. J-Mo gave him 4.2. So I don't hate where I'm at there. His team's pretty loaded, though. He's got Bijan, James Cook, Caleb Williams.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's going to be, hey, you don't.
Come down to it. Yeah, it's a championship game.
Right.
Championship fantasy right here.
My decision now, I went with Bill. I think it's the right call. I got some injury situations to monitor. Josh Jacobs for the pack. If you have any insight on that, text some folks from Wisconsin. Let me know.
I will, but I don't at the moment.
I got Jaylen Warren going against the Browns. I like that. Woody Marks, they claim, is healthy. If one of those guys can't go, maybe I have a decision to make.
By the way, with the pack having locked it up, there's probably no way Jacobs plays. Just my gut.
Well, I have Emmanuel Wilson in that case, who I like a lot.
So you got a handcuff there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's where I'm in trouble.
You'll know by game time.
I got to watch this Devontae thing to the end. I have Jaden Reed, also a Packer.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that quarterback situation is. I don't know what anything is there.
But if they're playing Willis, they'll run more jet sweeps, tunnel screens to a guy like Reed, who's a master at that.
That's what Greenberg told me about Johnson with Debo, and I should have listened, and I didn't. And I'm sorry, Neil.
But this is all hypothetical. This is all random stuff. It's football we're talking about.
So I might have to go Reed. And then today I just found out Harold Fannin, rookie tight end for the Browns, just landed on the injury report. I have Colby Parkinson, so lot to juggle.
Why don't you ask your lovely bride to pick your lineup? Say that's how much you trust her. See what happens.
I don't think she'd be interested. I honestly don't think.
Show her pictures of the players and she can say which one.
She knows football, but okay.
Doesn't care to pick your lineup.
Well, not with the amount she knows I care.
What is the winner's amount get?
At this point, the money used to be so significant. 20 years later, it's not. I think it's like $750.
Yeah.
All right. We do have a hard out because of the TV show. Zabe, thank you.
Good luck.
Always fun to sit together.
Good ride. Thank you, JP.
Merry Christmas, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to everybody that joined us today. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Thank you to Doc Walker, Grant, and Danny. Linnell sitting in for Danny. Next, happy holidays, folks.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.